There are, at times in the Gulf of Mexico, what they call UMEs, which are unusual mortality events. But usually those are very short-term. You might find them during a breeding season. You may have a couple of species strand, and then the investigation usually begins as to what it is that's causing it. And there have been those in the Gulf, but never one as long as we're having now. Okay, so this unusual mortality event began around February of 2010. At least from February to May, what they suspect is most of those species were found near Lake Pontchartrain at a time when there was a cold spell and there was an influx of fresh water, which changes salinity regimes, and that can cause illness in dolphins. But what these scientists, or the scientists that are recently finding, is that UME has sort of spread and changed in location since the BP disaster. And BP, of course, denies this. Part of the problem is it is very hard in the marine environment to show direct causation. So it's very hard to say this dolphin died from oil. So what could happen, and may be happening in this instance, is that the immunity of these dolphins has been compromised, and or their health has been compromised by exposure to hydrocarbons. But then because of that, they're catching something else.
The hydrocarbon exposure is linked to the BP spill. Why?
Well, because the UME from May to 2010 forward overlaps time and location of areas most heavily oiled. If you look at the areas most heavily oiled, like Barataria Bay, and you look at where the unusual mortality events are now occurring, you will see that those two coincide. And so in Barataria Bay, it's easy to prove that they were actually oiled because people actually saw them swimming through oil. Some people saw them blowing oil out of their blowholes. BP can say what it wants to, and there may never be, like, direct causal proof to 100%, but circumstantial evidence seems to indicate that when you have an overlap of an unusual mortality event in an area that was most heavily oiled, to me, you got a pretty good circumstantial case.
So BP's saying, you know, this is a shame, but we're not responsible, and how are they defending that statement?
Well, they say that unusual mortality events have always occurred and that, as a result, that they haven't proved that it's oil. In other words, they're saying, well, there are other things that could have caused the behavior. And this is the same thing they're doing in everything. So this does not surprise me at all. Is they're just continuing to say, well, there could have been many causes and you've been unable to prove or show that exposure to oil was the only thing that could have caused their death. And, I mean, there are some people that told me during the disaster who were working for states that part of the problem, especially in Louisiana and Texas, is that the oil and gas industry has been going on in these coastal waters for years. And so trying to establish that there wasn't pollution in these areas before, so that, if anything, BP just added a little. And it's true. We don't have a lot of data.
There are people out there trying to prove that BP is responsible for this?
Oh, yeah. The federal government, MMS, and NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the states, and some independent scientists working for universities are, in fact, out there doing studies to try to determine what the cause of this is and to link it to the BP disaster.
I've been speaking with Cynthia Sartu about the bottlenose dolphin die-off that's been happening from 2010 and is currently still taking place in 2015. Cynthia is the executive director of the Gulf Restoration Network. Cynthia, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me on.